Welcome back to the Sunny Side on Nigeria Info FM. I am Gabrielle. I've got a very interesting question for you on this. How much does a man really need to have before he begins to consider getting married, or perhaps before a woman considers to accept a man's proposal? Well, I'm asking this question because Kidwire, the Big Brother Niger star, was speaking on his social media platform, and he shared a conversation he had with his mother. And according to him, his mother had mentioned to him that it was time for him to settle down. And his response to his mom was that it wasn't time yet because he wasn't as rich as his father, his billionaire father, Terry Wire. And as you know, I will obviously go through the comments. And I went through all the comments, and many people were for, many were against. Some said, oh, well, I don't blame him because you don't want to bring a woman into your life, into your home to suffer. You know, she needs to be comfortable. And for her to be comfortable, you need to make enough money to make the home comfortable for her. You know, some said, oh, you just don't want to get married. You're still enjoying the you know, the baby boy life, etc. But this made me think really about other conversations that we've had. I know that you've also had to ask this question yourself. I know people who've had this, who have asked this question as well. I know that there's been arguments in different, you know, circles where you say, how much does a man really need to have? I was watching a video on Instagram yesterday, and the young lady was being interviewed, and she was asked if she would get married to a man who had potential, who was hardworking, but had not necessarily made all the money yet. And she said no, she wasn't going to get married to a man who did not have a car, who did not have at least a millionaire in his bank account as savings, who did not have some investment fund, who did not have a comfortable four-bedroom apartment that was well-furnished, and who did not have a particular amount of money that he would designate to her every month as his wife. Wow, you'd say. So it made me think, really, when it comes to being a man comes with a lot of responsibility. You know that the bills are on your shoulder, the bills to take care of your woman is on your shoulder, to run the home, the finance needed to run the home is also on your shoulder. When you both decide to have children, the children's welfare and the running of the home, their school fees, etc., their feeding, would also be on your shoulder. So it really does take a lot to be a man. That's why Flavor sang, to be a man, you know, it's not easy. You know, so yeah, it got me thinking, and I thought, how much does a man really have to have? Has it, obviously it has come to a point where women are now beginning to ask, how much do you have? Okay, I want to buy hair, give me 200,000. And you begin to watch the man's body language, you know. And I'm wondering, is there now a criteria for accepting the man's proposal when it comes to his finances? If there is, I really want to know what it is. So I would like that you join the conversation. Let's talk about men and marriage of the present day. This is 2021. We're going to be in 2022 in a minute. So let's talk about present day and how it affects men and marriage. How much does a man need to have before he can contemplate the idea of getting married, or before a woman could perhaps consider accepting his proposal? If you're a man, I really would like to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think about this, what your thoughts are. If you're a woman as well, tell me how much you think that guy who's asking your hand in marriage must have before you accept his proposal. The phone lines are open, so let's do what we do best. 0817 923 0002, 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good day. This is Mr. Kurt calling from Chola.
Go ahead.
Yeah, your question: how much a man have before he marry, or the criteria to say man marry? At least a man must have an apartment, guaranteed or built. A man must have a job to take care of your family. A man must have a total land. A man must have patience for your wife. So with this, if you have a little girl, every other thing can come back. So the Bible says, who will find a wife, find a good thing, and authentical. Thanks God. That's what I think a man needs.
Okay.
Every other thing is secondary.
Every other thing is secondary. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Good afternoon. Can you turn off your radio?
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. to me, actually, a man does not necessarily need to have a whole lot of money in his account. They should have accommodation, just like as that guy said. But on the other hand, too, I also feel, or I'm aware, a poor man does not show his real character. So it is when a man has money, that's when you know who he really is. So a man should have some good amount of money in his account for him to say, yes, this is a man. This is who he is. Because a man that has no money does not show you his true self until the money is there. That is just my take.
So how much really? You say some money. How much really is enough? Is there a cap to how much he must have?
No, there is really no amount that is enough. There is really no amount. But if he has some amount of money in his account,
So if the man has 20,000 naira in his account, does that suffice?
No, 20,000 is nothing.
So how much is something?
20,000 will not feed us for 1 year.
Oh, so he must have feeding money for 1 year.
Of course, he should have money in his account.
Most
of men these days are scared to even move around with men that have no money. Because after you've gone around, you've lived, spent your life suffering with them, at the end, most of them turn out to be something else when the money comes. So that is why a lot of ladies are coming up. I used to have that idea that money is nothing. The minute the money comes, you don't see the real nature of the man. You'll be shocked. That's the truth. So if he's ready to get married, you should have some money that will at least pay the rent for another year. There should be money that comes out. Yes, the woman is going to support. A woman shouldn't be a liability to a man. A woman should support. But the man should have his own as a man.
All right, thank you very much for sharing. I'm just thinking in my head how much that would be, feeding money for 1 year. Are we looking at maybe a millionaire? Would a millionaire feed you comfortably for 1 year?
There shouldn't be a particular amount. There should be something reasonable in his account.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no fixed figure.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon to you. You don't need to have any money in your account before you can get married. You don't need it. All you need is a job. Have a job that is paying you. Or have a business that is running. Have idea. When I get married, where can I invest? Have character, integrity and attitude. So having millions in your account before you get married does not hold water. And I have critically checked this carefully. Most of these ladies are pressure men. Oh, you must have millions in your account. You must have this, you must have that. Check that same lady, her fathers and her brothers. They are broke. But you are pressuring another man's son or woman's son or somebody's brother to work hard and bring money. See, do you know that it's even the obligation for the woman to take care of the home? Call it Proverbs chapter 31. God made marriage for a purpose. Not all these wishy, noisy things most people are doing today. Marriage is not mosquito. Marriage is a realm that you must ascend into. Once you transcend into that physical, that metaphysical reasoning, you see marriage as a blessing. That is why the Bible says that he who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, obtaineth favor. Before you can obtain it, you must obtain that level of reasoning. So marriage is not these baby things they are doing. Marriage is not a that most of these ladies or guys, they thought marriage is all about sex. No, when they get married, after 6 months, to pay bills are no longer there, they start begging. The man will lose an erection for 6 months. No erection again. You thought it's a cause or all those bitters you will drink. It's a lie. So just have a job, even if it is 30,000 naira. Have an accommodation. Buy everything a woman needs in that house. All the equipment, gadgets, or whatever she needs. Get them set so that when she comes in, the miracle will just like it will be flying. The devil will be there because you understand the purpose. And she couple it with that anointed in Proverbs chapter 31. My brother, sky is your limit, Mrs. Zion.
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you so much for your thoughts. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, so you can join the conversation on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Okay, my name is Kingsley. From the Tabot.
Go ahead, Kingsley.
Okay, what I want to contribute here is that so many ladies have been brainwashed about the fact that a man must have a particular amount of money before he will be able to sustain the family and all that. Having a particular amount of money does not guarantee the success of a particular marriage. So the best thing the lady is supposed to look at first, just as other callers have already made her, is that they should look for someone that has a job, someone that has a vision, someone that can take care of the home, and all those necessary things. And they also should contribute to the welfare of the marriage, not the responsibility of finance, especially being left for the man alone. So that is my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon. What's that call? Do also call back. You can also drop your comments on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. I'll get to the comments shortly. I'll take a few more calls. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Gabby, compliment or this is, you know.
I wish you same. You're welcome.
Jim Roma.
Go ahead.
Gabby, the area I'm not comfortable with is the area of the guy said he wants to be a billionaire like the father before he gets married. I think that's the area I'm not comfortable with.
Okay.
It's very wrong for him to say so. Because marriage has a lot. Even the things he did not plan for may occur. Your wife might be in labor and she gets to the hospital, antenatal, all the rigorous process before one will give birth to children and then gets to the hospital, give birth to the child, and then won't you pay the hospital bill? These are the things you did not plan for. Your father-in-law, mother-in-law may develop health problems. Won't you assist them? And the moment you start giving birth to children, you start preparing for school fees. I don't know whether you understand.
Okay.
The child might be sick also. So what will you do? It's not just because you want to get married, you just go and get a woman and then start suffering the woman unnecessarily. So you ask how much should the man have, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have been able to save from 1.5 million to 3 million, you can get married and then marry the way you will still have reserve.
So let me understand you. The man has to have 1.5 million at least.
Yes, from 1.5 million.
From 1.5 million and above.
Yes, before you start talking about marriage.
So where does that leave people like vulcanizers? Where does that leave people like carpenters, vulcanizers, teachers?
So far as they have something that brings them income daily and they can, you know, run their family, they can get married. Those ones, at least those ones have a scheme. They should also prepare for the day of health, because health may make you couldn't go to die or job. What will happen? Because 85% of marriages that is having problems today is because of money. To be honest, let's just be honest. Or 90%. If you don't have money, there is problem in your family. No, let's just don't pretend. Landlord will come and knock your door without considering the fact that you are down in hell. So anything can happen. So far as you're a man, Bible says any man born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. So what are those troubles? The ones you do not plan for can come. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. So once you have day to day or something that brings income regularly before you just get up and bring in a woman, if not, your wife will not respect you. Your children will not respect you. You can't pay school fees. Your children are at home. Friends are everywhere. You can't clothe your wife. And you know the joy of a man is that your wife should look well, look fine. When people see her looking fine, they praise you. I don't know whether you understand.
Mm.
She also will be happy and she will be praying for you. Rather than you just wake up. Some have lost their job and that money is no longer coming. And they have lost that respect in their house or in their home or in their family. So a lot is involved in marriage. You don't just get up because you have organized a carpenter. One of my brother has his kid like that. When the wife gave birth to twins in the hospital, he couldn't pay the hospital bill. What he concluded in his mind to do was to serve the doctor as a houseboy. Then they will calculate the money. I don't know whether or not serve the man, wash cars for him. Then they will calculate it, how long he will serve the doctor. After telling the doctor, the doctor has to go with the wife. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
Mm.
Is it proper that a woman should face such a thing? So if he couldn't do all those, then the wife would be staying in the hospital with the children. When I went to one hospital, I saw women with their children. They couldn't go. The doctor refused them to tell them to go. Because they couldn't pay the hospital fee. The children were growing in the hospital there. Chimboma, thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Chimboma. Interesting. Very interesting. We'll take a break at this point, and when we return, we'll take some messages on WhatsApp as well as on Facebook. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. We're talking how much should a man have before he considers getting married. I'm asking that question off of Kid Wire, a Big Brother Niger star who went on social media to say, look, until he had enough money, as much as his father, his billionaire father has, he will not consider marriage. I've gotten quite an interesting comment so far. Chimama says a man must have at least 1.5 millionaire. Mrs. Zion says, well, a man has got to have a job. And that's the only criteria you need, you know. The lady who called in also said a man must have feeding money for at least 1 year sitting in his bank account. Oh my goodness. But you tell me, how much must a man have before you accept his proposal, his marriage proposal, or before you as a man consider getting married? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. All right. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm a citizen greeting to you. For me, I think there's no criteria for how much a man should have before he should think of getting married. But I think a man should have enough money. I don't think that he should have a home of his own and have a better job. Have something to it, not this up and on job. A permanent job.
So you must have a stable job, is what you mean?
Yes, stable job.
Mm.
Even if you're self-employed, that is up and on job, maybe you're doing an odd job, no. Not that kind of a job.
So what if he actually had a stable job, you accepted his proposal, and then life just happened and he got fired? What happens then?
Yes, and that is another topic. Because, you know, ladies of this time, the only lookout for men who are, that is to call it for the made men, you understand. So, for me, I have a second thought, opinion about this topic. For me, I think if I don't even have money, I wouldn't even think of getting married, because ladies of nowadays, they don't want to, you know, make you, you know, grow as a man, and financially. They just want you to just make all the money in the world and just settle down with you. But if you don't have money, nothing for you. So, Big money, I think that's the main criteria.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think life is all about, life is in places, and if you say as a man that you want to have a million before getting married, I think you are getting it all wrong. For you to be a married man, you should have something new. Something income must be coming, no matter how little. All these good men that we are seeing today, some of them started small. I don't think they even have to have up to 500,000. Let me use our governor, for instance. There is a teacher that was released some time ago when he was in law school with his wife. Now looking at him then, you know that he has nothing then. But today, he's a multi-millionaire. So if he was waiting then to get millions, I think he would have been waiting till now. If you say you want to marry and you have something new, and you know that you keep on doing that business that will be giving you money or whatever, what is stopping you from getting married? Why wait until you get a million? What of people that have million and something come up immediately after marriage and everything is gone? Are you going to take your life away until you get back the million? No, don't do it that way. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well for sharing. We'll get to the comments shortly, but more calls. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Regarding the issue we're discussing, marriage is just like, that is my personal opinion. Marriage is just like the shoe where, you know, it has sizes. So, before a man will get married to any lady, he has to be sure that, you know, that at least at par with that lady, or maybe is well above the lady in terms of finances. You know, you can see a lady whose lifestyle, you know, you see her, she's wearing a blue straight hair, she's wearing, you know, the gown she's wearing alone is like 100,000 naira. And your salary is 50,000 a month, and you are going for this lady. Even if she agrees to marry you, the thing is that she can lower standard. When she comes in, 2-3 months, you know, that love is gone. It could be infatuation in the beginning, because at times feel hot, you know. He says, "Honey, we need to see this house." You say, let's be managing she doesn't have a right, you know, but to have in her father's house. So before you know it, you see that she won't be able to cope. Nobody wants the lower standard, you know. Those ladies are reserved for some men as well who can take care of them. I don't blame them, you know. You know, she has sizes. That's 50,000 naira you are receiving. Some people are praying to have a husband who is receiving at least 50,000 naira per month. So let's just stop deceiving ourselves. So just go for your standard and you'll be happy in your house. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Interesting thoughts coming through on this conversation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Compliments of the season.
What's your saying?
Yeah, my name is G-I-S-T-G. And I'm calling you from Moko. Let me come from the perspective of one of your caller, the woman that talks about one having a certain amount of money before you start thinking of marriage. I think in some settings have misunderstood her. Yeah, listening to what every other person has said, I think that woman is right to an extent, because any man that should be thinking of looking for a woman to have an ability to save.
that is what the woman meant.
Mm.
It's not that she meant it must have, it must be, or it's a must before you have such amount of money. But that ability to be able to have that certain amount of money makes you have an ability to save. Because if you don't, it's going to be a problem in the future.
Mm.
And besides, too, having such, you have to think about you being a prospective man, a future inclined man. So I think that woman is very right. Not that women must see a particular man having a particular amount of money
mm-hmm.
before they get into marriage. But my own view is that I think it depends on individual. Yeah, because some persons will also come to tell you that they are waiting for their brothers or their elder brother to get married before they go into marriage. I think it has to do with individual. Everybody has his own way to live. If you think you want to get married because you're not rich, to an extent which you think you're not rich, go ahead with it. But I think if you know and you love yourself, marriage is better. You start early because it's just like a night vigil. If you go early, you come back early. If you don't go early, definitely you come back late. So I think, having said all this, different perspectives, different opinions, it depends on an individual. For me, anyone can go based on the individual. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well for sharing. Now let's get to comments on WhatsApp and on Facebook. Gemini Sarah says, I think it depends on understanding between the parties. If you have something doing, even if it's not much. One of Ibuchi says, good afternoon, Gabriella. Men need to be responsible and have a permanent job that can be used to take care of the family before you consider getting married. But there are some men that their doors are open as they marry. But marriage is not all about money, but a man must be skillful and diligent in his work before he can think of marriage, and he should know the kind of woman he gets married to if they can build their home together. All right. Paul Ogorji says, marriage is not all about money, even though money is involved. If he can afford house rent, a job, pay bride price, every other thing will fall in place. That's what Paul says. Reformation Raleigh says, I think everything a man can become will come with some assistance. All he will need is the mentality to set and sustain standards so he doesn't continue being dependent. Richard Tari says, a man should be able to afford the dowry and should have a steady source of income that can feed him and two others in the current economy. Let's not forget that he should also be staying on his own. Very important. All right, let's head on out to WhatsApp. So many messages waiting on here for us. Well, this says, it's not all about having money, some amount of money in your bank account. A man just needs to have a steady source of income, like a good paying job. That's from the humble bishop from Lower Gokana. And this says, in Nigeria, it depends on your class and your ambition. Some with 500,000 in their account, a room in a public yard, are happy to get married. While some with 5 million naira are not yet ready to get married to the lady that suits their class or taste. So it's based on your level and the social circle you operate from. But in general, I'll say a man should be able to pay for a decent accommodation and be able to feed himself with some reserve. Average Nigerian with above 1 million naira, you can start. Soke Fubara from Port Harcourt, thank you so much. Hello, Gabby. This is a question I failed to ask before getting married, and today I even carry more burden than my husband does. In fact, before my partner will spend 2,000 naira, my expenses are already 10,000 naira plus. Any man that does not have should not even contemplate marriage, because you could bring forth children with some challenges that may require money at some point. Even both couples will be, couple will be confused. I wish I can turn back the hands of time. Oh my goodness. Oh wow, that's really sad, but thank you for sharing with me. Tony Ogwe from Bonny Island says, good afternoon, Gabby. If the man has 5 million naira in his account and he gets married, what if misfortune sets in? Will the woman leave? What happens to the marital vows? I think a man with good initiative, focus and determination with a job or business at hand is enough. That's what I was asking earlier, Tony Ogwe from Bonny Island. Thank you, by the way. That's what I was asking earlier. So let's assume he's doing well for himself. He has 1.5 million naira at least in his accounts, right? And that qualifies him to get married by some people's standards. What happens if something happens to him and he loses all that money? What then happens to your till death do you pass forever and ever promises and all that? What happens to that? You know? Very interesting question. Moving on to more comments. Remember, you can join the conversation. Send your comments to WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. So back to WhatsApp. This here says, a man needs a job, accommodation to get married. Any other thing is secondary. There is nothing like how much. Money does not determine when a man should marry. Any man that doesn't have a job and accommodation and not mentally sound should not get into marriage. What do you mean when you say mentally sound? What does that mean? If you can, please explain that a little bit more. The numbers to call once again are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. If you're a married man right now, I want to hear from you. We have about 10 minutes left to, wrap this conversation up. But I want to hear from you if you are a married man. How much did you have in your bank account when you were getting set to wed your wife? I want to know. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Ibogene. I'm in Obagul.
Go ahead.
Ibogene, Bayelsa State. Your conversation is good, but let me tell you, it's only God that determines the life of every man. On your own ideology, it tell you. You may have everything, and you think that you are comfortable, like that old man, the old fool, which Bible says that you have gathered everything and say, okay, now. And the Bible, the Lord demanded it too. So you may have everything, you got married, and at a point, everything will cease. You will no longer get that thing. Can the woman leave? When I want to start the marriage, I did not. I'm operating in chaos, selling plates. That's what I'm selling. 10 years, 11 years ago. 2011, I was selling CD players. I'm nobody then. But so my wife is not doing anything. Are you hearing me? My wife is not doing anything. She just finished Hawaiian. But today I'm telling you, my wife is a nurse. My wife is a nurse. Me, I'm doing a glass work. And we have gotten our own soul. God, that means people's life is not you. I don't say, I mean, I say, okay, let me have 1.5 or 1 million if I enter marriage. Can I have it? It's only God that men can trust. And he's the one to determine your future. That is what I want to contribute. God bless.
All right. Thank you for sharing with me. Yeah, that's that one. Oh, wow. That was something. Thank you for sharing with me. All right, back on WhatsApp. Gabby, life is uncertain. Some married poor but ended wealthy. Some married in wealth and ended poorly. Isn't that just interesting as life is sometimes? In all thy getting, get a wife who will stand by you however the weather. Caution women also not to make themselves liabilities in their marriage, Akpabio says. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome.
I love the conversation. For me, when I'm married, I don't have much. I'm married when I have problems. But what the fact is that I told my wife my capacity. Even if you have 10 million, if you have 500,000, even if you have 200,000, don't package yourself and lie to a girl to lure her to marriage. If a girl is enough with 50,000 naira and is want to marry, both of you will make millions. But the important thing is both spouses being truthful to each other. My name is Samuel Felix. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you as well for sharing. Good afternoon. Oh dear. Want to call back? Hello? Lost that call as well. 0817-923-0002 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think money is very important, but I know it's not the very first consideration when you want to marry. The first consideration should be your emotional maturity. Are you mature to marry? Because marriage is not between boys and girls. Marriage is between men and women. So if you're not emotionally mature as a man, you don't need to talk about marriage. You can continue your friendship like the young man you mentioned is doing. Secondly, a man should be a man, and that means your pocket should be strong. It doesn't mean you have to have a particular amount of money in the bank to determine that you are ready to marry. That money can disappear in 2 minutes if you marry a wife who is a liability and who only takes away from you and adds no value. So there is need for a couple to come together and for each one of them, especially the woman, to understand that she's coming into the house of a man and that she should be bringing value. Even if you have no job, you should have ideas. Ideas that can make the family grow and make the man's business or work excel. Because no matter how much a man has when you're coming in, if there's nothing adding to it, then it will deplete and go down, and it will drag everybody down to poverty. Somebody quoted Proverbs 31 for you. It is a virtuous woman. Every young lady in our generation, those of them who are the Obiageli, that's what we call them. That's what I call them in Igbo language. Just coming to eat. They are devourers. That's the interpretation. The person just comes to frustrate your life.
Mm.
Demand for everything from head to toe and from morning till night. Demand, demand, demand. Nobody, no matter how rich you are, if you have such a wife, you have a liability and a divorce and not a wife. So there's no amount of money, Gabby, you have to have to be prepared to marry. But a man should be somebody who has a stable source of income that will sustain him. And if anything goes wrong, he should know how to pick up himself and move forward from there. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well for sharing very interesting thoughts there. We'll just wrap up with this few comments left in WhatsApp. This here says, I think no specific amount could be earmarked for marriage because ethnic and tradition differs. It's all about preparation and determination, self-reliance, being supportive to one another, interest and understanding. Owukio from Edo sent that in. All a man needs to settle down is just character, a steady source of income, and above all, a saving and investment culture. Tony Anthony Odum from Orogum says. Tony from Bonny Island says, I'm 20 years in marriage. I was 20 years in marriage 2 days ago, Gabby. As at the time of my marriage, I had less than 50,000 naira. E. Trinity says, the mood swings in marriage is very frequent and it's highly influenced by friends from both the wife and husband, plus influences from pastors, social media, etc. Marriage is not easy. That's why some get married today and divorce the next day. All right. Thank you for sharing that in. Mr. David from Rumibwekwe says, for a man to get married, the man must be ready mentally and spiritually. The man must have good or manageable job or good business that is paying well, that he can work some long term to do better things with the money. The man must be staying in a better apartment than he built. Wow. Must be a house owner. Interesting. The man must have the right mindset to be able to take care of the woman and the family, but the woman must be the right person for the man, for it to be well with the man, because the worst thing that can happen to a man is getting married to a wrong woman for him. Long message, but thank you, Mr. David. This is from the person who said must be mentally sound. He goes on to say, mentally sound, I mean, is the ability for a man to absorb family pressure. Not when marital issues come, you start beating your wife. It's not a bed of roses. Even if you have 1 billion, marital issues can sweep it off within months. And the only thing that will keep you is how mentally sound you are to absorb the pressure. Millionaires, billionaires are abandoning their marriages on a daily basis. You are absolutely right. Thank you so much for expatiating on that point. Absolutely right. I totally agree. Emmanuel says, this discussion is an interesting one. The truth must be told. Marriage is responsibility. That doesn't mean you should have the whole money in the world before you go into it. Ladies, on the other hand, should stop looking for what a man has before you agree to marry him. If I may ask, how much do you have to support him in order to make it work? Okay, ladies, Emmanuel is asking your question. Thank you for sharing. Final comment says, I'm a married man. I got married as a banker. I had cars before I got married. Immediately I got married, I had a child. My finance nosedived. Wow. I lost my job, but thank God my wife has been very supportive. Interesting. Wow. You see what I was saying earlier about, you know, life and how it happens. You may get married today and you're financially, you know, excelling and flourishing. But what happens when, you know, life just throws an interesting one on you and boom, everything you have is gone? What happens to your relationship then? So the most important thing is building a strong foundation with your spouse, with your wife-to-be or your husband-to-be, so that whatever happens in life, be the tides high or low, you will survive. That's as much as we can take on the show. Thank you so much for joining me on the conversation.